Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your love and compassion toward us. Thank you for your helps and blessings in our lives. Thank you for your interventions in our situations. Thank you for your power that is fighting our battles. Thank you for your power that is giving us victories and deliverances. Thank you, Lord, for your name that is giving us answers to prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for every good thing we have received from you. Thank you for blessing us with blessings we do not deserve. Thank you for blessing us with blessings we do not ask for. Thank you, Father. We thank you for surrounding us with your presence and with your wall of defense. Thank you for covering us with your shield. Thank you for preserving our lives from destruction. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for honoring and glorifying your name in our lives. Thank you for lifting us up from where we used to be to a new higher level. Thank you, Father. Thank you for providing for all our needs. Thank you for giving us good health. Thank you for healing our sicknesses. Thank you, Father. We thank you for shielding us from deadly attacks, deadly arrows that comes during our sleep in the night. Thank you for preserving us from deadly powers of darkness, deadly agents of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for choosing us, for appointing us for your glory. Thank you for choosing us as vessels that you use to glorify yourself in the earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the great things you have used us to do. And thank you for greater things you will use us to do. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are also thanking you, Lord, for answering our prayers. We have been praying on this platform since the beginning of this year. And we have also done fastings and prayers. We are grateful because we have seen you answer all our prayers. Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for committing yourself to answering our prayers. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. And we are thankful because you will still continue to answer our prayers, even the prayers we will pray here tonight. Thank you, Lord. I ask that you have your way in this place as we worship and seek your face and pray. Oh Lord, have your way in our midst. Fill this meeting with your presence and power. Guide us with your Holy Spirit. Empower and energize us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do more than what we ask you in this place tonight. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs right now. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you, Lord, Jehovah, we praise you. King of the universe, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. Adonai, we worship you, Son of God, you are so good, Almighty God.
forevermore. Adonai, Adonai,
we worship.
We worship you,
Son of God.
Son of God, you are so good.
You are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Is alive. Amen. Is alive. Jesus is alive. Forever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. In your life, amen. In my life, Jesus is alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. He's alive. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies, for his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth red forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna. Blessed be the name
of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hosanna. 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 Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, King of glory, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name.
God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest.
Glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto our Lord. Glory, honor, glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto our Lord.
Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are near, they are near every morning, always near every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord.
Great is your faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing, and there's just one thing that I have to say. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sin and my shame. You took my darkness. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched hand, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. And I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. We just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart.
From the bottom of my heart. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, you make my life so beautiful. And I see you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore.
You make my life so beautiful.
You make my life so beautiful. And I see you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. I want more of you.
I want more of you.
I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you.
I want more of you.
I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you.
More of you.
More of you. More of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you, more of you, more of you, more of you, Jesus, more of you. More of you
in my life.
More of you. More of you. Jesus, more of you. I want more of you.
Sing it with the depth of your heart.
I want more of you. Jesus, the more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you.
Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. For you are mighty. You God the whole world in your hands. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful, your name is powerful, your name is glorious. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world in your hands.
You got the whole world in your reach. You got the whole world in your reach. You are here, changing every life. We worship you, Jesus, we worship you. You are here, changing every life. We worship you, Savior, we worship you. We make a miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. We make a miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. El Shaddai, you are Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You reign forever, you are covenant keeping God. You cannot fail us, Yahweh, covenant keeping God. You say what you do, oh Lord, you are covenant keeping God. You do what you say, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. We will trust you forever, you are covenant keeping God. You will never fail us, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Worship his majesty. Worship the King of glory. Worship the bright and morning star. Worship the one who was and is to come. Praise him for who he is. He is the Almighty God. Praise him for who he is. He is the all-sufficient God. He is self-sufficient. He is sufficient in himself. He doesn't need anyone's help. And everyone shall need his help. Worship him for who he is. He is a great God. He is a powerful God. He is a strong God. No one and defeat him in battle. No one has ever succeeded in defeating him. Worship him. Only him can speak, and his words will come to pass. Because he follows his word to perform them. Only him can reverse irreversible things. Only him can lift up a man, and no one would dare bring him down. And only him can bring down a man, and no one will be able to lift him up. Worship the King of the universe. He is the one who have declared the end from the very beginning. He has programmed how the end of all things will be from the beginning of those things, even before the beginning of those things. Worship him. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We are so grateful to have you in our lives. We are so grateful to be called your sons and daughters. We are so grateful to know you and to be able to draw closer to you. We are so grateful, Father. We worship you, Lord. Your mighty hand has protected us. Your mighty hand has fought for us. Your mighty hand has helped us. Your mighty hand has elevated us. We worship you, Father. Your mighty hand has provided for our needs. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. I want you to thank him with this prayer. You're going to say, "Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy that is working in my life." Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, "Thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy that is working in my life. Thank you for your grace and mercy that is working in my body, walking in my soul, walking in my spirit. Thank you, Lord, because your grace is producing results in my life. Thank you, Father, because your mercy is producing results in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that is helping me to grow spiritually. Begin to say, thank you, Lord, for your grace that is drawing me closer to you. Thank you for your grace that is giving me revival in my spirit. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. A songwriter says, count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. I want you to begin to think about all that God has done for you. And as you remember those things, begin to thank him. So you're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that you have done great things in my life. And I say, and I have come to say, thank you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank him. As you are praying this prayer, begin to think deep about how God has been good to you. Since when you have known him. I'm not going to say since January till now. But I'm talking about even before January, before this year, since when you have come to know Jesus. Since when you have come to surrender all your life to Jesus, think deep and remember how Jesus has been so good to you. Think deep and remember all the good things he has done for you. Remember all the great things he has done in your life. And begin to say, I acknowledge that you, Lord, have done great things in my life, and I have come to say thank you. I have come to say thank you. I have come to say thank you. Thank you, Father. I believe you're praying like that. I have come to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, I have come to say thank you. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. And the Bible says that what he is thinking concerning us are good thoughts. The Bible says what God is thinking concerning you are good thoughts. God does not have evil thoughts toward you and can never have evil thoughts toward you. Because he's a loving father. So I want you to thank him for those thoughts he has toward you. The Bible says that they are good and not of evil, to give you a future, to give you an hope and a future, to give you an expected end. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for good thoughts you are thinking concerning me. And thank you because you shall fulfill those thoughts. You shall perform your plans for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God does not have bad thoughts. Only the enemy, the darkness, have evil thoughts concerning you. But your Father does not have any evil thoughts concerning you. What a great God. What a loving Father. Say, Father, I thank you for the good thoughts you have for me. Thank you for great plans you have for me. And thank you because you're going to do all of them. Thank you because the good thing you are thinking in your mind right now concerning me shall be done by your mighty hand. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're going to still thank him. You're going to thank him like this. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for how you have preserved my life from the beginning of this year to this very moment. And thank you because you're going to take me into the new year. Thank you because you're going to move me into the new year. And I will enter the new year with good health. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for how you have preserved my life up to this point, especially from the beginning of this year, because a lot of people started this year, but they couldn't make it till now. They died and have been buried. But he started this year with me. Thank you, Lord, because I am alive. And not just myself, my family members, they are alive. Thank you, Jesus. My siblings, parents, children, spouse, friends, loved ones, we are all alive. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you because you're going to take me into the new year full of good health, and I'll be full of good health. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. I want you to pray with the whole of your heart. Yeah, when you come to a prayer session, or when you join a prayer session, it is because you want to pray. Yeah, it is the wrong thing for you to join a prayer session and then you are sleeping while the prayers are going on. Yeah, it would have been better that you don't join at all. It would have been better that you just sleep. Yeah, so I really want you to pray with the whole of your heart and with full focus on heaven without any form of distraction. And I know the Lord will hear you and answer you. Yeah, so we're going to be praying concerning God's plans for our lives. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, have mercy upon me and perform your plans in my life. You can say, Father, have mercy upon me and perform your plans in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, have mercy upon me. Show me mercy and perform your plans for my life. For you have plans for my life. You have plans for me even before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Oh Lord, show me mercy and fulfill your plans for my life. Fulfill your plans for my life. Fulfill your plans for my life in the name of Jesus. By your mercy, O Lord, let your plans for my life be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Let your plans for my life be fulfilled. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. There is a master plan. There is a divine master plan that was written by God, designed by God for your life. And just the way an architect would sit down and design the structure of a building, how the building would look like, the length and the breadth, and then the apartment the building would have. Just the way our architects will sit down and design a building, so also God sat down and he designed the master plan of your life and destiny. Yeah, there are people who have had revelations about this master plan. Yeah, there is a divine master plan that is attached to every soul, every human soul that have entered into this world, into this earth. So I want you to pray, because you are not here by mistake. You are here because there is a plan. You are here according to God's plan, according to God's agenda. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take a look at your master plan for my life and stretch forth your hand to perform the things that are in your master plan for my life that are not yet happening in my life right at the moment. Say, Father, take a look at the master plan you designed for my life and destiny, and then stretch forth your hand to begin to perform the things that are in the master plan that are not yet happening in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jete keke ni jineada. Nisha tavala hashna. Dirishte geteshte nega. Nahashta neto hashu vijineta. O God of heaven and the earth. O God of all flesh, take a look at the master plan you designed for my life and destiny. Even before I entered into this world, take a look at that master plan and stretch forth your hand to perform the things in the master plan that are not yet happening in my life as I'm talking right now. Oh Lord, do this thing now in the name of Jesus. Do it now. Do it now. I do not want to live below your plan for my life. Continue to talk to God like that. Say, Father, I don't want to live below your plan for my life. I want my life to align with your plans for my life. I want your plans for my life to happen in my life. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, look at the master plan you wrote concerning my life and destiny. And stretch forth your hand to perform things in that master plan that are not yet happening to me right now. Stretch forth your hand to perform them. In the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hand to perform them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Now, one of those people who have had revelations about this master plan, this divine master plan that follows every human being into the world, into the earth, said that there are some demons in the heavenly realms that there are some demons in the second heaven that usually steal master plans, and then they will replace the master plan with another master plan. I hope you understand. Now, this woman who was sharing the revelation or the testimony said there are some principality in the second heaven. You know, there is the third heaven, and that is where God reside. So between the heaven where God dwells and this earth, there is an heaven in between. Yeah, and that is where we call the second heaven. So now the woman of God said that usually when children are coming down from heaven to the earth, they would pass through the second heaven before they enter into the earth. That is when human souls are coming. Yeah, so don't believe in signs that says, the husband and the wife, they meet, and then the egg gets fertilized, and then the egg turns to a child. Of course, that is the physical husband. Yeah, but there is a spiritual husband. So even before egg gets fertilized, before any child would form in the womb, that soul must first be released from heaven before the soul would form in the womb. That's the soul must first be released from heaven. So this person who was sharing the revelation said that usually when these souls are coming from heaven, they will hold in their hands the divine master plan. And there are these demons, these principalities, who would collect the master plan, who will exchange it. They will collect it and they will give that soul another master plan that is directly opposite of the one that the person was given from heaven. I don't know if you are getting the point. Yeah, and then the woman said that there are some people who were not supposed to be born in the country where they were born. Yeah, I don't know why I'm sharing or these details with you. Maybe because we are praying about God's plans. Yeah. The woman was saying that there are some people who were not supposed to be born in the country where they were born, and even by the parents that gave birth to them. They were supposed to be born in another country and by another parent. But because the princes of darkness exchanged the divine master plan they came with from heaven, so they found themselves in a different country and in a different family. In fact, the person was saying that some people were supposed to be born, for instance, maybe in Africa, but they were born in Europe. And then some people were supposed to be born in Europe, but they were born in Africa. So the princes of darkness altered the plan of God even before they were conceived in the womb. So I'm trying to show you how how evil the dark kingdom is, and how you shouldn't joke with spiritual warfare prayers. Yeah, I'm trying to show you that even before you were conceived in your womb, you already have a lot of enemies. Yeah, even before you were conceived in your mother's womb, you have already gotten for yourself very terrible enemies in the second heaven. Yeah, so when we tell you to pray and fast, yeah, we know what we are saying. So I want you to pray. Maybe the master plan for your life has been exchanged. Maybe the divine master plan for your life has been altered by princes of darkness. Yeah, and maybe that is why a lot of things is wrong about your life. But God is able. God knows about all these satanic operations, and God allowed them for a purpose. So God is able to correct whatever have gone wrong. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Almighty God, correct every demonic and satanic operation that have happened to the divine master plan that I came with into this world. You can see, Father, correct right now. Thank you, Lord. You can see, Father, correct every satanic operation, every satanic error that have happened to the divine master plan that you gave me while I was coming down from heaven. Oh Lord, correct them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I want you to pray with understanding. That is why I took time to explain. Pray, say, Father, correct it now. The error that happened to the divine master plan that you gave me before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Oh Lord, correct that error right now by the power in the blood of Jesus. Correct the error. Correct the error in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, Father, correct the error that happened to the divine master plan that you gave me before I was conceived in my mother's womb. All this satanic alteration, demonic alteration that was done on the master plan that you gave me while I was coming down from heaven, before I entered into my mother's womb. Oh Lord, correct the errors right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray that prayer. Say, Father, correct every damage, every error the enemy have done to the divine master plan that you gave to me before I came into this world. Oh Lord of hosts, correct the errors right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. As I said in my explanation, these princes of darkness, they are able to exchange the master plan. Yeah. Raise up your right hand and pray like this. You're going to say, I invoke the anger of God upon powers of darkness that are enforcing things that are not in God's plan for my life to happen in my life. You're going to say, I invoke the anger of God to destroy powers of darkness, princes of darkness that are enforcing things that are not in God's master plan for my life to happen in my life. Let the anger of God waste them. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Shedeki has Ishlilita, Pajanada Hashtanagala. Let the anger of God destroy them. Kishiste Kitabashte Nedudela. Every power of darkness, every satanic kingdom, satanic oppression that is good, that is enforcing things that are not in God's plan for my life to happen in my life, to happen in my days. Let the anger of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Pray aggressively. Powers of darkness that are making things that are not in God's plan for my life to happen in my life, be consumed now by the anger of God in the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness, princes of darkness, forces of darkness that are enforcing things that are never in God's plan for my life to prevail in my life. Let the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There were some things I discovered about my life through divine revelations. And in that moment when I discovered, I began to cry. Yeah, not because the things I discovered were bad. Of course, they were great things, but I was crying because I had suffered a lot before realizing those truths about my life. Yeah. I pray for you that you will find out revelations about your life sooner in Jesus' name. Yeah. So I cried because I wish I had known before that time. Yeah, because my life became easier and very better. My life became better when I discovered those things about my life. Yeah, and I began to wonder if I had known earlier before that time. And mind you, I'm still very young, but there are some of you here that are very much older than I am. And yet, you have not even discovered 5% about the divine information and the divine details concerning your life and destiny. May God help you. So I want you to pray. I want you to pray this prayer with the whole of your heart, because you are desperate to know what was written in that master plan, in that book about you in heaven. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, please reveal to me now the details about your plan for my life. The details about your agenda for my life that had been written before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. The Bible says that God have known you even before the foundations of the earth were laid. So what we are praying about is very scriptural. I want you to pray with desperation because you really want to know. Say, Father, please reveal to me the details in that book. The details in that book you wrote concerning my life before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Show me those details. Thank you, Lord. Show me the details right now. In the name of Jesus, I want to know who I am according to your plan for my life. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Father, I want to know who I am. Many of you don't yet know who you are, because you don't yet have a glimpse of what was written in that book concerning you. Say, oh Lord, open my eyes to see the details you wrote in the book about your plans for my life. Open my eyes to see those details. The details about my life that you have written even before I was conceived. Oh Lord, reveal them to me now. Thank you, Father. Reveal them to me. I don't want to live below your plans for my life. I don't want to live another person's life. I don't want to live with a wrong identity. I don't want to live for nothing. I want to live according to your plans for my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. I want you to also understand that the divine master plan for your life is connected with everything God has created. That is, the divine master plan for your life is connected with nature, and it is connected with the earth and everything on earth. So if you begin to walk in that plan, you will not need to struggle, because everything God has created will start to serve that plan. Yeah, everything God created will start to fulfill that plan, because that was the way it was ordained from the beginning. That was the way it had been programmed from the beginning. For instance, if you happen to discover that God's plan for your life is for you to start preaching the gospel, that God's plan for your life is for you to resign from your job and start going everywhere preaching the gospel and praying for the sick and praying for those in captivity. So it means that as you continue to do what was God's plan for your life, everything will begin to fall in place. Everything will begin to work for your good. And then you begin to prosper in everything you do, because even the nature will back you up. The earth will back you up. So when you pray, you will get answers quickly. And when you pray for people, they see results quickly, because that is God's plan for your life. That is just an example. So I want you to pray. You must walk in agreement with God's plan for your life, and prosperity will be so easy in your life. Prosperity will manifest easily, effortlessly. So I want you to pray. I want you to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make me to live and walk in alignment, in agreement with God's master plan for my life, so that success and prosperity can happen in my life effortlessly. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, make me live and walk in alignment with God's master plan for my life. Make me live and walk in perfect agreement with God's master plan for my life, so that prosperity and success and excellence will manifest in my life easily and effortlessly, in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying that prayer. Holy Spirit, make me do something in me that will naturally make me walk and live in alignment with God's plan. So Holy Spirit, do something to me, do something in me that will naturally make me walk in alignment with God's plan. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you may be asking, why are the principalities in the second heaven? Why are they stealing God's master plans from humans, from every human soul that cross from heaven into the earth? Why are they exchanging the master plan? Why are they collecting God's master plan from the souls that are coming from heaven into the earth and giving them a different master plan that is contrary to the one they were given by God? Because these principalities, they will look at the master plan. They will look at everything written there. And then they will program another one that is contrary to the one God wrote down. Yeah. And then they will give that one to the soul. And you may be asking, why are they doing that? They are doing that because they know how powerful what was written in heaven is. They know how powerful whatever was written in that master plan is. Yeah, they know that it is powerful to command everything created by God to do the plan. I mean, whatever is written in the master plan, and whatever God wrote in his master plan for your life is powerful. It is so powerful that everything must bow to that thing that was written. Everything and everyone must bow to what was written concerning you. And because the princes of darkness know this thing, that is why they don't joke with it. Yeah. And you also, you should not joke with it. Yeah, you should not. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make everything you have created, whether visible or invisible, whether physical or spiritual, to bow, to surrender to the fulfillment of your master plan for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray this prayer. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, make everything you have created, whether they are physical or spiritual, whether they are visible or invisible, whether they are in the light or they are in the darkness, make everything you have created, whether they are living things or non-living things, make everything you have created to surrender, to bow to the fulfillment of your master plan for my life right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Make them surrender. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. As we were praying that prayer, I began to get new insight and new understanding to the birth of Jesus, just as we were praying that prayer. And the Holy Spirit began to tell me that one of the reasons why Jesus was conceived by a virgin was because God does not want the principalities to have access to what was written in the master plan of Jesus. Because these principalities, they always have access. Because human beings, they have conquered the human race. So there is nothing that happens to humans that they don't know about and that they do not have influence over. So that is why they are able to hijack souls that are coming from heaven. They are able to hijack them, and God allowed them because human beings have become so weak. This is an eye opening for any of you that will get pregnant. I'm talking to the women that will get pregnant. Before you get pregnant, make sure that you have prayed a lot of prayers. make sure you have prayed that the princes of darkness will not be able to hijack the child God is sending to your womb, and that these princes will not be able to exchange the master plan that God have given to your child while your child is coming from heaven. Yeah. And after you have gotten pregnant, you still continue to pray that the princes of darkness will not be able to touch the child, because they can touch the child even while the child is in the womb, and they can still exchange the master plan. Yeah, because we know that once the child is born, I mean, the moment the child is born, they can't do anything again about the master plan. Yeah, but before the child is born, they can do a lot. Yeah, but I'm not going into details. Yeah, but what I was saying earlier is that the Holy Spirit was ministering to me that one of the reasons why Jesus was born by a virgin was so that the princes of darkness would not have access to the details in his master plan, because God wanted to confuse them. Yeah, God doesn't want them to know how Jesus would die. Yeah, he doesn't want them to know how he would die and how he would conquer them. Yeah, because God have already written everything in the master plan. If you read the book of Revelation, you're going to see a place where it says Jesus had been slain before the foundation of the world. It says that Jesus Christ has been killed, has been crucified before the foundation of the world was laid. If you read Revelation, you're going to see it there. So that shows that God has completed the plan about Jesus and have sealed it up even before he created this earth. He has completed the plan about our salvation. And he doesn't want the enemy to have an idea of that plan. Yeah, because if they had an idea, they'll be able to fight that plan. For instance, they will know that they should not crucify Jesus. Yeah, because they will know that if they crucify that is how Jesus conquered them. Yeah, I believe you get what I'm trying to say. I just want you to see how powerful God's master plan is for your life, and how it has already been perfecting even before the foundations of the earth were laid. So I still want you to pray. And this is why you must be a Christian that is always seeking for the voice of God. You must be a Christian that seeks for the will of God. Because everything God will tell you will be according to what was written in your master plan. Everything God will lead you to do must be according to what has been written in your master plan. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me grace and anointing that will enable me discover your will every time I seek for your will. Say, Father, put upon me grace and anointing that will enable me discover your will every time I seek after your will, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. David had that grace. Every time he seek for God's direction, God would speak to him. And God will tell him what to do. Pray. Say, oh Lord, put that grace upon me now. Put the grace upon me now. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, put upon me grace and anointing that will enable me find out your will in all things. Your will concerning all things. Your will concerning every situation. Your will concerning every area of my life. Give me an anointing that will make me discover your will. In the name of Jesus. Such that whenever I seek for your will, they will always appear to me. Whenever I seek for instructions and directions, give me grace that will bring them to me. Give me grace that will bring your voice to me whenever I seek for it. Give me grace that will bring directions and instructions to me whenever I seek for them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, another thing that principalities does, if they know that they cannot stop you from discovering God's plan for your life, another thing they do is to make you doubt God's plan, to make you lose faith in God's plan for your life. Yeah, because there are some people, they already know God's plan. It has been revealed to them. They have seen it several times through revelations in form of dreams, in form of visions, and through encounters, divine encounters. But yet, they are still doubting the plan of God for their lives. And they still have unbelief concerning God's plan for their lives. Yeah, there was a woman I met some time ago, and God was speaking to her, and God told her she would own a big estate. You know, an estate is full of a lot of buildings. Yeah, and usually we have people who have built hundreds of houses in a very large area of land. Yeah, and they own the entire estate, and then they sell those buildings. Yeah, and God was speaking to this woman. God was telling her, you are going to own an estate full of a lot of buildings. And she was laughing because in a condition at that time. Though I don't know about her condition now. Yeah, because it's been a while I've talked with that person. Yeah, but her condition at that time was very, very poor. Yeah, I mean, she hardly could. She was even in debt. She was owing people. She hardly could take care of herself and her family. Yeah, because she was living in poverty. But while inside that poverty, God was showing his plans to her. And God was saying, do you know you are going to own a big estate? But it was difficult for her to believe. Yeah, so my point is that your unbelief can stop God's plan from happening in your life. Because we have seen it in the scriptures, our unbelief in that the manifestation of God's power. How doubts and unbelief stopped the hand of God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. I wish you would believe in God's plan for your life. That is my desire for you. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive unwavering faith. You're going to say, I receive unwavering faith right now to bring into manifestation God's plans for my life. You're going to say, I receive unwavering faith in God, unwavering trust that will enable me to receive the manifestation, that will enable me see the manifestation of God's plans for my life, of God's master plan for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. And Jesus said, if thou can believe, thou shalt see the glory of God. If you can't believe, you can't see the glory of God. The glory of God is for those who can believe. Pray that the Holy Ghost will create in you unwavering faith. That's the kind of faith that can receive the visible manifestation of God's plans. I believe you're praying. See, I receive unwavering faith. I receive unwavering faith that is able to make me see and possess the manifestations, the fulfillment of God's master plan for my life. I receive unwavering faith right now in the name of Jesus. I receive unwavering faith right now. Thank you, Lord. Begin to talk to your soul. Begin to say, you, my soul, you shall never doubt God's plans for my life. You, my soul, you shall never doubt God's plans for my life. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you, my soul, you shall trust in God's plans for my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Recently, God has been showing me some things about time. About, when I mean time, I mean, I'm referring to the clock. Whether the clock in your house that is on the wall, or the ones in your hand, your wristwatch, or the one in your phone. Yeah. The Lord has been showing me things about time. And I discovered that in every second, there are two timelines. There are two different timelines. And as a matter of fact, two opposite timelines in every second. Yeah, so whenever you look at the watch or at the clock, and then you hear that sound of the second, tick, 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 that sound, as the second is moving, yeah, you have been exposed to opportunities. You have been exposed to opportunity to embrace one of those timelines, which is positive. So there is the demonic timeline, and there is the divine timeline. Yeah, the demonic timeline is the event that the demons have programmed to happen to every human being in the earth, from the day they were born to the day they would die and go into the grave. So there are a series of events the principalities have programmed for every human being in the world. Yeah, there are different kinds of events and situations they have programmed. And that is what most people go through every day until they die. Yeah. But for those of us who walk in the Spirit, for those of us who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh, we are able to connect to the divine timeline, which is also a series of events and situations that God and heaven have programmed to happen to you from the day you were born to the day you enter into the grave. So that is the divine timeline. And angels and the custodian of that timeline. Angels, they monitor that timeline. So in every second, you have been exposed to two different and opposite timelines. And you have been given an opportunity to choose one. And unfortunately, many people don't choose the divine timeline. Why? Because number one, they find it difficult to walk in faith. Yeah, because you can't walk with God without faith. Yeah, they find it difficult to trust God. They find it difficult to obey God, to live according to the word of God. They find it difficult to deny the flesh, to crucify their flesh and walk in the Spirit. So because they find it difficult to live spiritual lives, they enjoy carnal lives. So they can't walk in the divine timeline. So in every second, if you continue to embrace a carnal life, fleshly life, worldly life, in every second you are losing opportunities, great divine opportunities. You are losing them. You are losing opportunities to be connected to open heaven, to heaven, and to angels. Now, you may think nothing is happening while you are fellowshipping in the Spirit all the time, while you are walking in the Spirit, while you are denying yourself, while you are while you discipline yourself to obey God. You may think nothing is happening in your life. A lot is happening. Yeah, because you're following a different timeline. So all those sacrifices you do in prayer, all those self-denial, all those demonstration of faith, all those prayers in the Spirit, all those spiritual exercises, you may think they are not doing all those fastings. You may think they are not doing anything. They are doing a lot. They are doing a lot. And when you start to see the result of those things, you'll be shocked. Yeah, it's like I've talked too much. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise as I walk through these last days. Help me to be wise enough to embrace your divine timeline that is in every second and every minute. So, oh Lord, help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says, follow peace with all men, and then you enjoy quarreling with people. You enjoy causing trouble, and you enjoy not forgiving others. Yeah, and you think you'll be connected to the divine timeline. Yeah, so if we forgive others, it doesn't mean we are stupid. It's because we want to remain connected to heaven, to the realm of the Spirit. Because we know that unforgiveness will not give us that access. If we are making peace with people, it doesn't mean we are stupid. It is because we are wise, because we value our fellowship with God than any other thing. Yeah. So if you have not forgiven someone and you are harboring bitterness, hatred in your heart, you have to go and forgive now, because you are wasting your time on earth. You are wasting your days. How will you be connected with God with all those anger and bitterness and unforgiveness in your soul? That's not possible. You must be wise. Be wise. Say, oh Lord, help me to be wise. Help me to be wise enough to embrace your divine timeline that is in every day of my life, that is in every hour, that is in every second, in every minute. Help me to be wise enough to embrace your divine timeline. Help me to be wise enough to deny the flesh when the flesh is beckoning to me. Help me to be wise enough to deliberately deny the sinful desires of my body so as to connect with the Spirit, with your Spirit. Help me to be wise. Oh Lord, help me to be wise. Yeah, I have said before, there's nothing like a new year. Every year is the same. Because it's the same clock, it's the same seconds, it's the same minute. So you are the one that will determine if a year is going to be new or not. It is your actions that will determine it. Ask God to help you to be wise so that you make the right actions and you make the right choices. It is your choices and decisions that will determine the newness of the year in your life. Yeah, forget about the numbers, 2012, 13, 2020, 2025, 23. They are just numbers. There's nothing new about those years. The only thing that is new is the divine timeline that is in those years waiting for you. What is new in the year is the plans of God for you. Those are the things that is new in the year. Without that, the years will continue to produce all that Satan has programmed in them. Pray that you will be wise. Pray that you will make right decisions. Pray that you will not follow your flesh, but will follow the Spirit. Pray that you will obey God's voice and God's word. Pray that you will not be full of yourself, that you will be humble in the sight of God. Pray that God help you to be wise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying concerning God's plans. I want you to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost uproot from our life every attitude, every habit, every behavior, character, lifestyle that will never allow God's plan to be fulfilled in my life. Uproot them now from my life. Open your mouth and pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from within my soul characters, attitudes, habits that will never allow your plans, that will never allow God's plans to happen to me, to happen in my life. Holy Ghost fire, uproot them now. Holy Ghost fire, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray that prayer. Every nature of sin in me, every character, every sinful character, or righteous attitude and habit in me that will never allow God's plans to happen in my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. Sometimes spiritual immaturity is the reason for the delay of God's plans. Yeah, because there are some details in God's plans for your life that must not be fulfilled in your life if you are not yet spiritually matured. Yeah, because if God were to do those things in your life, those things would destroy you. Because you do not yet have the spiritual capacity to contain those things. So that is why God can wait for 10 years for you to grow spiritually before you will perform some of His plans for your life. Because those plans are connected to your spiritual growth. Yeah, but it's a pity some Christians, they keep looking for shortcuts instead of them to focus on their spiritual growth. They keep looking for prophets that will prophesy and say, "Oh, this is what God is going to do for you. That is what's going to happen. Oh, I can see this. Oh, I can see that." Yes, the prophets can see the right thing, but so many of those things will never happen until you grow spiritually. Yeah, because you need spiritual maturity to receive the fulfillment of God's plans. And many Christians hate spiritual growth. I don't know why. They just hate spiritual growth. I pray you will love spiritual growth. So open your mouth and pray. You're going to say, "Holy Spirit, give me the spiritual maturity that I need for the fullness of God's plans for my life to be done." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, give me the spiritual maturity that is needed for the fullness of God's plans for my life to happen. Give me the spiritual growth. Give me the spiritual maturity. Give me the spiritual advancement that is needed for the fullness of God's plans for my life to manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray 7 more prayer points. And after that, we'll round off the session. We are still praying concerning the divine master plan. The divine master plan. The plan of God also has a lot to do with the relationships you keep. If you keep the wrong relationships, you may never see the manifestation of God's plans for your life. So you're going to pray. You begin to see, Father, dissolve every wrong relationship in my life that is against the fulfillment of your plans for my life. Say, Father, dissolve, cancel, destroy every wrong relationship, scatter every wrong relationship in my life that is contrary to the fulfillment of your plans for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, dissolve such relationships or friendships. Every relationship, every friendship that is contrary to the fulfillment of your plans for my life, oh Lord, terminate them now. Whoever the person or the people are, oh Lord, terminate those relationships now. In the name of Jesus. Separate me from such persons and people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. Now, some of you, you have this compassion that is very wrong. Yeah, it's good to have compassion or to have pity on people. But your compassion must be in line with the will of God. Now, this is what I'm saying. Some of you know that you're supposed to cut yourself off from certain people. But because those people want to be with you, they want to be close to you, so you are showing pity. You are showing compassion. You don't want to cut them off because you don't want to feel like a bad person. Yeah, let me tell you this. I, as a person, have cut off relationships and friendships for no reason. Yeah. I mean, for no reason. That is, there was nothing like a fight. I mean, there was nothing like a quarrel or a fight or a conflict. But because the Spirit of God says, cut off from this person. And I did that immediately. So, I don't need to take a permission from the person. Yeah, and I don't need to look for a reason. I don't need to look for a reason. Yeah, I already have enough reason. And the reason is the Spirit says, cut off. Yeah, cut off from this person. There are messages I don't respond to. There are calls I don't pick. Not because I have an issue with the person, but because the Spirit says, don't. When it comes to relationships, you must not follow compassion. You must not follow emotions. You must follow the Spirit. I pray you will do this thing. Yeah, because some of you, you may feel like, oh, that is too harsh. That is too strong. Why would we just cut off for no reason? Well, for for people like us that understand spiritual things, we are always ready to do that. I pray you will learn to do that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to surrender my emotions to your will concerning relationships and friendships in my life. You can say, Father, help me to surrender my emotions to your will concerning relationships and friendships in my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, help me, O Lord, to surrender my emotions to your will. Help me to follow your spirit whenever you want me to break a relationship or break a friendship or break a closeness with certain people or persons. Oh Lord, help me to follow your spirit and not my compassion and not my emotions. In the name of Jesus, help me to follow your spirit when you want me to separate from certain people. Help me not to follow emotions. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, destroy every witchcraft spell and attack on my life that is not allowing the fulfillment of God's plans to manifest in my life. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy the witchcraft spells. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray. Blood of Jesus, destroy every witchcraft spell. Destroy every witchcraft attack on my life that is delaying the manifestation of God's plans and that is hindering the manifestation of God's plans. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. the kingdom of darkness uses pollutions to also alter God's plans. Yeah. If your spirit man is polluted with darkness, it will be very difficult for God's plans to be done in your life. So you're going to pray. And you can get polluted through your dreams, through sex in the dreams, eating in the dream. And not only that, you can also get polluted even physically through even the food you eat physically, not just dreams. And you can be polluted through many, many means. You can be polluted through the internet, through what you see on the internet, on your smartphones. Yeah, what you see, what you read, what you watch, you can be polluted as well. So the more the pollution in your spirit, the harder it becomes for God's plans to happen in your life. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, flush out of me every pollution of darkness and seal up every opening through which pollutions enter into my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, blood of Jesus, flush out every pollution of darkness in my spirit, soul, and body, and close up the openings that is giving darkness access into my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, remove my focus and attention from whatever I am doing, whatever I am doing with my time, with my strength, that has nothing to do with your plans for my life. Oh Lord, remove my focus from those things now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Ask God to stop you from doing things that has nothing to do with his plans for your life. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, withdraw my focus, remove my attention, and stop me completely from doing things that has nothing to do with your plans for my life. Whatever I use my time to do that has nothing to do with your plans for my life, Oh Lord, stop me from doing them now. Withdraw me from such businesses and activities. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You also need to know that angels are very instrumental to the performance of God's plans for your life. And there are angels in charge of your life. Yeah, in fact, every believer has a specific angel allocated to them. Yeah, and the number of those angels can increase depending on how serious God's plans for your life is, or God's plans for your life are. Yeah, the number of the angels that will be allocated to you is going to be determined by the weight of God's plans for your life. And the details of God's plans for your life. Yeah. So don't believe people that say that there are no specific angel for every believer. Yeah. There is an angel that God have allocated for you because of his plans for your life. And the numbers of those angels increase with time. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I connect with the angel and the angels of the Lord that have been assigned for the fulfillment of God's plans for my life. You're going to say, I connect with them now. I connect my life with them. I connect my ministry, my calling, my destiny with them. I connect my spirit, soul, and body with them. I hope your mouth will begin to connect with them. Begin to pray like that. Say, I connect with the angel. And every angel that heaven have assigned for the performance of God's plans for my life, I connect with them right now. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say, I connect with the company of angels that have been assigned for the manifestation of God's master plan for my life. I connect with them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. You may not know how much you need angelic interventions until you get one intervention from angels. Then you will realize how important the ministry of the angels are to you, to your calling, to your destiny. If you have not gotten one intervention from angels, you may not know how much you need the angels. We need the angels. We need them a lot. I mean a lot. Yeah. So pray with that knowledge, with that understanding and acknowledgement that God have assigned them to walk with you and to work for you. Say, I connect with the angel of the Lord and the angels of the Lord that have been assigned to perform God's plans for my life. I connect with them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. Another thing that the principalities do to stop the performance of God's plan is to attack your health, is to put in your body a disease that doesn't go away. You know, there are some diseases that can be treated, but then there are some diseases that whoever have them will continue to live with them. I forgot the name they call those diseases. Yeah. But I pray for you, you will have none of the diseases. In the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every plan of the kingdom of darkness to put sicknesses and diseases into my life so as to stop your plans from happening in my life. Father, destroy that plan right now. And if they have already injected the disease, remove the disease right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. A disease can be planted and it may not show right now. It may show in 15 years from now. Yeah. So pray this prayer very seriously. There are people that when they were supposed to be enjoying the fulfillment of God's plans, that was when they got all these degenerative diseases or these incurable diseases. And I know that will not be your portion, but you have to pray. Say, Father, destroy every plan of the kingdom of darkness to make me a slave to sickness and disease so that I will not see your plans come to pass in my life, so that I will not receive the fulfillment of your plans, so that I will not enjoy the fulfillment of your plans for my life. Oh Lord, destroy the plans. Destroy their plans. And if they have already injected any disease into me, O God of Israel, remove it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your presence in this place. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Since when we've known you till today, thank you, Jesus. And thank you for more signs and wonders you will still do in our lives from this day onwards. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the lives of everyone that are here right now. Thank you for how you have blessed everyone. Thank you for how you have helped every one of us. Thank you for how you have delivered us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show your people mercy and that you remember the details that you wrote in your master plan for their lives. O Lord, revisit those details and begin to fulfill them all now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the hand of God shall come upon you and every evil that have been deposited in your spirit and in your soul and in your body to change your life into something contrary to who God have destined you to be. The hand of God shall not put those things now. In Jesus' name, the strength of the Lord shall perform his words concerning your life. The words of prophecy, the words of promises from the Lord concerning your life shall now be performed by the strength of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Because no power of darkness and no principality can break the strength of the Lord, therefore none of these forces of darkness shall be able to prevent the word of the Lord concerning your life from coming to pass. In the name of Jesus, all the gates that are standing before you to stop you from entering into the new glory, I decree that the angels of the Lord break those gates into pieces right now. in the name of Jesus. The plans of God for your life shall be what you will experience for the rest of your life here on earth. In Jesus' name, whatever is not in line with God's plans for your life shall not be your experience and shall not be your situations and shall not be your event. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that heaven shall lift you up into greatness. In Jesus' name, heaven shall single you out of many multitudes for honor and celebration. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I rebuke every plan of the devil to make you a slave of sickness and diseases. I rebuke those plans and I cancel the plans now. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy that long life shall be your portion. And you shall live long in good health, not in bad health. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.